So those who want to join in the guided metta meditation, there's no need to change your posture. Just start turning the mind towards a generation of loving kindness. And if you wish, you can follow this procedure. As I usually teach, you start to visualize a being who you find it very easy to spread loving kindness towards. It's helpful that it is an imaginary being, not a real one, because with your imagination you can make the being lovable. I usually imagine a small kitten. If you prefer, you imagine a puppy, a baby, or a small little animal like a joey kangaroo. And once you can imagine that being, create a scenario where they desperately need your help. For me, I imagine, and let's change it from the kitten, let's imagine a joey. I imagine walking back from the retreat center and find the dead body of a mother kangaroo. I feel inside its pouch and there's this baby still alive. I can feel its warmth and it's also its fear. It's lost not only its carer, but its provider of protection and food. And gently, I draw that little joey kangaroo out of the pouch. Take off my robe to cradle and keep it warm. And walking very gently, bringing warmth, comfort, and lack of fear, that little orphan joey, I bring it back to our monastery. Call other monks, maybe get a fire going to warm that little being, keeping it close, keeping it warm and protected. And because that being is close to my chest, I can feel its anxiety, and I can also feel its anxiety start to lessen. Dear little being, you've lost your mother, but you've gained a friend. I will care for you, protect you, look after you. If I can't, I'll find a refuge which can. And develop these feelings of warmth, kindness, gentleness, and protection around a vulnerable being, an orphaned joey kangaroo. And that's happened a couple of times. It's a real story. And you feel all these sensations of warmth and protection going out to this fragile, vulnerable being who cannot survive without the love and warmth and kindness of the human being at this stage. We call the refuge, they come after a while. As I give that little joey away, I send my love with it, my kindness, my gentleness, my warmth, knowing he'll be looked after. Little joey, may you grow up to be a big kangaroo. May you be happy, always have enough grass to eat. May you be free. May you be at peace. May you be healthy and strong. And I generate all these feelings of well-being to a person who never of being who never causes me any trouble, just joy. To a being who needs me, and I need to give to it. May you be happy and well, free from suffering, free from pain. And I keep developing this image until I feel in my chest the tingling of the origination of metta as a physical feeling. Every emotion has a counterpart in your body. For me, it's around the heart region, around the chest. As I start to feel the physical sensations associated with kindness, with metta, with softness, with protection. And once those sensations are strong enough, the joy goes away. I start to visualize a real person, my closest friend, the person you find it so easy to be with, to care for, and maybe they care for you. It may not just have to be a human being, it can be your pet, an animal. You look at them as if they were right in front of you, eye to eye, and give them your warmth. Dear friend, dear partner, dear loved one, I truly care for you. I wish you happiness, well-being, freedom and peace. I wish you bliss. I truly do. And I will never criticize or harm or hurt you. My dear friend, loved one, the door of my heart is wide open for you at any time. You're my friend. I care. As you start spreading these waves of energy called metta to the image of your friend in front of you, and just like that baby kangaroo, you see them soften. You see them receive your metta, your kindness. And any pain inside of them, any fear, heals and disappears. By the power of increasingly strong, unconditional love. It's as if you get two arms, bring them out from your side, pull them around the back of that being and bring them close to you, protecting, warming, embracing. May you never be in pain. May you be at peace. May you have freedom and happiness. May you have a deep, deep peace in life. I wish you only the very best, the ultimate. That's what I wish for you. Because that's called metta. Now feel the sensation in your chest get stronger. It's a sign that something's happening. Metta is building. Now maybe imagine another person. Maybe your second most loved being or friend. Imagine them, visualize them as if they're in front of you. And just swamp them with your love and with your kindness. They too need it, just like the joey. They too need protection and warmth like we all do. So give them as much loving kindness, goodwill, care, well-wishing as you can possibly generate. Get those arms and just put them around their back. Bring them close, warming, caring, with 100% sincerity. Dear being, I truly wish you well as well. May you be free from all pain, all suffering. May you always smile in your heart. And may the difficulties in your life be so few. And when they're there, call me. I'm here to help, to serve, to look after, because you're my friend. As you start to generate more and more unconditional well-wishing, more unconditional loving kindness and care towards this being as if it's your child. You just want to care and give and help and protect. As you spread your loving kindness, it's like a golden light, a wave of energy coming out from your chest, enveloping them, going to their marrow, to their heart, to their organs, healing, caring, soothing, regenerating, energizing. Dear being, I truly wish you happiness. May you be well. May you be free. You spread this golden energy throughout that being. Now, without opening your eyes, imagine all the people you spent the last 9 days with. All the people in this room, your friends in the Dhamma, your companions on the path, the people you've been sharing the food, the accommodation, your life with over this period. Give them your unconditional love. Dear fellow meditators, monks, nuns, lay people, helpers, may you be well and happy, free from all pain and suffering. May all the hurt of the past, give it to me, and keep none for yourself. All beings in this room, may be free of all worry for the future. And in this moment, may you know that we care, accept you, embrace you, the door of our hearts, totally open to each other. May all beings in this room be free from suffering. May all beings in this room be free from fear, from pain, from sickness, from worry. As you wish, in your own words, these thoughts of well-wishing, with 100% sincerity, sincere wishes do have power. People feel them. They know it's real. As you give your loving kindness to everybody in this room, like two arms coming out from your body, going around and encircling everybody. Golden light coming from your chest, filling the whole room, soaking, penetrating every being's pain with your love. May all beings in this room be free from suffering. May all beings in this room be happy. May all beings in this room live without fear, knowing that people care for you sincerely. You feel this great peace of love, of care, of loving kindness. Cool the fires of pain and hurt in each one of us. Helping, healing, making you happy. Until this beautiful golden light is way too strong to be contained within these walls. Your loving kindness, our loving kindness, breaks out and covers this whole compound with the birds, the insects, unseen beings, all the helpers, all the people who brought food here during the last few days, all the people who worked, the builders, the plumbers and electricians. May all beings in this compound have been in this compound. May all of you be happy and free. May any pain, any suffering, to the power and the sheer force of my loving kindness, may it be lessened, because I wish you well. Spreading this loving kindness even further, to the west, over to Bodhinyana Monastery, to the east, over to the prison farm. We're in the middle. There on that farm, people suffering. Suffering the indignity of being a prisoner. The pain of their past acts. In the monastery, I don't know what those monks are up to. But you always have my love, my care, and my well-wishing. All beings in this area, all the kangaroos, the ants, possums, echidnas, birds in the air, may all beings around this area be happy and well, free from fear, free from pain, at liberty to go where you wish with my blessings. You send this beautiful power of loving kindness throughout the whole area, spreading it wider, sending it up to the great city of Perth with all its suburbs, knowing that right now there are couples arguing and they wonder why, children who are lost, people in the hospital wards in pain, maybe about to die, beings who are homeless, animals, birds who are suffering in pain, alone, terrified. Send this great golden energy of loving kindness until it swamps, pervades, drenches all the beings in Perth. May all beings in that city be happy in this moment. All the people are lonely. May you realize that about 60, 70 people are caring for you right now, thinking of you, wishing you well. All the people in fear and terror, in pain, in grief, may our power of loving kindness lessen that grief, lessen that pain. As you spread this beautiful imaginary but real golden light and energy of loving kindness throughout the whole city. Send it further for those of you who come from afar to your hometown. There are your loved ones and friends, and some enemies too. Cover them all with loving kindness. All beings, all friends, all relations, everyone in your hometown, be free from suffering. Be happy, be well. People on the motorbikes, may you never fall off. May you all be free, at ease, at peace. As you cover them with a beautiful, beautiful loving kindness. The door of your heart opening wide so your compassion and kindness can flow freely without limit to all the people in your hometown. As you spread it throughout the whole world, covering this great planet Earth with a golden sheet of luminous love, may all the beings on this planet Earth, all the beings who fly through the air or crawl on the ground, who stand vertical or crawl beneath the ground, all fearful of their life, all trying to escape the pain, just trying to be at peace, to live, to have happiness. I wish you that happiness and that freedom. May all the soldiers and terrorists and fighters in this world, in this moment, may you feel that inspiration to lay down the weapons, to put aside your hate and your hurt. May all the beings touch this great love called metta, to forgive and have peace. May all beings in this world be free of suffering, free of pain, filling their hearts with the same feelings of warmth and love and peace that you have in your heart right now. Spreading it all over. And how does that feel in your chest? There's one person you've missed out. I always leave this one to the very end. It's called you. Imagine as if you're looking yourself in a mirror, standing in front of yourself, this being who's more vulnerable than a baby kangaroo, who needs forgiveness, acceptance, and warmth as much as anyone else. Now's your chance to give it. Imagine yourself in front, gazing your eyes, saying to yourself, I care. The door of my heart is totally open to me. Let yourself in. All the pain of the past, all the fear of the future, and all the anxiety of now, melted away with this powerful golden energy of love. I care about me enough to let all the past go, to be free. I deserve freedom, and I give myself that gift. I deserve forgiveness. I give myself forgiveness. I deserve love. And I give that to me as well. As you shower yourself with this golden light, healing, unmeasured, uncritical, unconditional. Wherever I am, whatever I've done, wherever I go, I give myself goodwill. May I be at peace. May I be free. May I be happy. As you give yourself this incredible, powerful, loving kindness, drenching, powerful, free. What does that feel like? Before we finish, I want you to once again go to your best friend. Your mentor should be very powerful by now. Imagine them right now as if they're in front of you. Doesn't matter where they are in the world. Think of them. Care for them. Sap them with beautiful loving kindness. Dear friend, in this moment I'm thinking of you and sending you every megawatt of my loving kindness. May you be free and happy. I really care about you. May you be free from pain, free from criticism, free from fear. My dear friend, may you be at peace. And envelop them with your powerful energy, protecting, healing, warming, softening. May you all be well and happy. And how does that feel? Stay in that feeling of love, of metta, for a minute or two in silence before we collect it up again to finish. I'll be quiet now for 2 minutes. and start to collect that golden light. Bring it in as if it shrinks from the world and starts concentrating inside of you. Imagine this beautiful lotus in your heart, open, totally open, and this energy of loving kindness comes and sits on top of the lotus like a ball of golden light of pure love sitting on top of the open white lotus. And once all that love is collected, all the metta is focused and concentrated, just imagine that lotus slowly closing. Something as pure and as subtle as a lotus petal is the only thing which can hold something as wonderful as love. Imagine that lotus closing, keeping that wonderful metta in your heart to be used whenever you need it.